ready to grow and scale your online business to $100,000 a month and beyond? You are in the right place. Your host, serial entrepreneur, investor, and highly paid business consultant will share the best simple strategies to scale with high value offers. Welcome to the Martina Boss Show.
After closing thousands of high-ticket clients, I came up to summarization that there is only five type of clients, and today I'm going to share with you how you can close each one of them. Also, I will tell you how to identify them and which kind of clients you can avoid. Welcome back to my channel. My name is Martina Boss, and today we'll be talking specifically how to close each type of clients. And I'll be your sales coach 101. I closed 3.7 million last year, and I created this channel to simply help you sell more. Selling more changed my life, and I really hope that will change your tone. Also, if you have any questions regarding how to close, type of clients, or specific case studies, please drop them below the video and I will personally answer all your questions. Okay, so let's dive in. So the first type of clients are thinkers, and I kind of like thinkers. They're not that hard to close, but sometimes you have to be careful if thinkers is also not the clients who really pay attention to price, and we'll dive into that in a second. So the thinkers are usually clients who have to think about it. I have to think about it, and I have to think about it, and you can follow up them in 6 months and they still have to think about it. So if you have that type of client, and if you like genuinely help them, you know, solve the problem they have or help them grow the business or what your offer really is about, if you feel like, okay, you can really help them. And if their only problem is that they are overthinking some things, you can simply close them with some kind of urgency techniques. So that is mean you said like, look, if you make your decision in 24 hours or if you make decision on the call, this happen. You will get this bonus or you will get this extra course or you will get this amount of attractive discount. So you might actually increase your prices a little bit. And in case you have thinkers, you just give them like really big discount and they feel like, oh my God, this is deal. Oh my God, I have to do this now and just make that decision. Another type of clients are price lovers. And the it's so many price lovers. And when you are new in business and you are not have much experience in marketing, you might actually attract a lot of price lovers. These clients buy based on price. They don't care about value. They're looking for cheaper products, cheaper service, and they just go for it. And many coaches and consultants are actually prepared for that situation. But if you have a lot of people on the calls, or if you have a lot of clients who are complaining about prices, they might actually don't see also value in your offer. So you're going to fix it very easy. You have to check first your offer, right? So if people like constantly have this problem with price, they might actually have a real problem with seeing value in the offer. And that's a really big problem because you're going to step back, fix your offer and come back. And that's why I always like to actually testing the offer, because then you launch a product and you have real feedback from people and then you have a proper launch. So they express their objection with the price, but the real problem is with the offer. Also, another thing to fix is your pre-qualification process. So is everyone can jump on the call? Do you have any like questionnaire form or something they can answer or questions to make sure that they actually qualify to working with you? Because you don't want people who don't have money, right? You want to sell for people with money. And sometimes they might be price lover and still have money. And that's a problem to fix too. But you don't want to attract broke clients unless you want to be broke. If you want to be broke, then you might want it. So of course you don't want it. But you want to fix your qualification process. You want to fix your offer. Let's say those two are great. And then there is still a bunch of people who actually complain about the price. Then we might look on marketing message. And the marketing message might be, hey, from zero to hero, right? from nothing to millions. And if you have that kind of type of marketing, of course, you will attract a lot of people with no money. But if there is only a small percentage of people who complain about the price or just buying based on the price, then you can simply solve this offering them payment plan or elective. And elective is one of many companies that offer zero interest rate, amazing simple solution for people who want to buy coaching or consulting up to 12 months. They pay zero interest rate, so it's completely free for them. So they can split payment over 3, 6, 12 months. It's only cost for you. So, but it's still better have this cost on you rather than losing those sales and they will go to your competitors and just buy a few bucks cheaper, right? So elective or payment plans are the best way to handle price lovers. Third type of clients are problem makers. And it's not like big amount of clients, but if you ever had this conversation or if you ever had that person on the call and you felt from the first second that something is wrong, they're not smiling, they're not nice, and they look like walking problem, you know? It's really hard to handle this energy. And even for someone who, like me, is 17 years in sales, it's never a pleasure talking with problem makers. We can handle them very quickly and just say bye. But honestly, it's not nice because they bring this aura, they bring this bad energy, and it always feels like there can be more problems somewhere, right? Oh my God, if you start hearing them, don't go too deep with their traumas. Don't go too deep with their problems because they already have so many problems and they love talking about them, right? And if you want to make your life struggle, painful, hell, then close one problem maker. And I promise you, you'll have tons of problems because they never blame themselves for anything. They never take responsibility for anything. So they will not do that much. They will not implement your model you're selling. They will not use properly coaching you're offering. And they will blame you for not having the results. I promise you that. Problem makers are always like this. They see problems everywhere except themselves. And you don't want to handle with that people in your life. And especially you don't want to handle those people in a business. They might even push you down because they feel bad about themselves, right? And this is really hard type of client. And I have one simple rule, no closing problem makers. And I had one client who told me, no, I can handle problem makers. I had a lot of experience working with people. Please close problem makers too. Tell your team to close for me problem makers too. I don't care. I really know how to handle this. And I knew it's a mistake, but she was intensive and we've made this and we closed problem makers. So she ended up doing the whole service for those problem makers and she still have to give them a refund. So she worked more than for normal clients, zero appreciation, and then she still has to give money back. So that wasn't a business at all. So I promise you, if you close one problem maker, you will have 10 problems already. And you don't want this, right? You see problem maker, you need great pre-qualification process, form to fill out. That's why you get to have people on the call to qualify people. And if they see this is a problem maker, please go do problems for my competitors. That will slow them down. Don't do problems here. I want to have clear house, right? Another type of clients is elegant clients. I like elegant clients. Who don't like elegant people, right? They're well-educated. They're polite. They already done their research before they jump on the call. So they're not like, oh, I'm the middle of nowhere. Just tell me everything, right? They already know. They listen to your podcast. They listen to your YouTube. They read your books. They know at least something about the offer. They just want more information, more clarification, more information about benefits, and they discuss this in an elegant way. Usually it's a longer discussion with elegant clients. They're not just like, I'm shopping here for the cheap price and buy. They're like really dive in. Sometimes this call might be 30 minutes, 1 hour, follow-up might be 1.5 hour, but you will close them, okay? You need to focus on solving their problem, and you have to talk about their existing problems, their existing outcome they want to be, what is stopping them from achieving this, making sure that this is the right fit, just making this logic statements for them. And if they feel this is a fit, they will buy, right? And if elegant clients will tell you, they will think about it, they will come back to you faster than you follow up sometimes. If price lover tell you, I have to think about this, or thinkers tell you, I have to think about it, they will never come back to you in most cases, right? So that's the difference. I love closing elegant clients. Closing process is a little bit longer. It's more often 2-3 calls, but it's great clients to have. So often it's a lifetime client. They extend your offer. They want to work with you more. They build long lasting relationship, and it's just great and pleasure working with that kind of people. And they will get decision based on the value. And if you're offering valuable offer services, then they will buy. It's simple as that. And another is my absolutely favorite one to close, and that's our dreamer clients. Dreamer clients are amazing, but you can burn that sell easily too. So the dreamer clients, they don't want to know benefits. They don't care that much about features of the product, service. They don't care about bonuses at all. And the last thing they will care is honestly price. And they have no problems. So how to close them, right? So the only way you're going to close them is when you incorporate the big dreams. They have dream, they have vision they want to achieve, right? They want to achieve certain thing. And if your offer is something that you can incorporate in that vision, that is going hand by hand, you already close the sale. That might be 20, 30 minute call and you say hello, you're sending invoice, they pay you $30, $50, $100,000. It is just that. In some cases, they need to split the payment in two payments. That's all. They're easy to manage. They're amazing to work with. They're motivated by vision. They're not scared. They have big dreams, big desires. That's the most amazing people to work with, honestly. It's like the same when you're buying your first luxury item, when you're buying your first house, but not the house you work so hard and you get a loan and borrow money from friends and family. Your dream house. You don't care about the price. You want everything perfect. If you're buying your first luxury car, your first luxury item, if you go buy watch, are you really asking about it? It's the last thing you want to know. It's a price. It's about your feelings. It's about how the service and products elevate you and your vision and your dreams. And this is the only thing you want to focus on. And if you're closing dreamer clients, you're going to have a dream business. You want to incorporate your product and service into their vision, and that's all you want to do. If you start talking about the price or discounts, you will push them out. Because if you're telling that their dream outcome is going to be achieved with some cheap discounts, they feel like it's something wrong with that, because they're already aware of marketing and they know if someone sells something cheaper or give a special one-time offer, is something wrong with that, right? Even if it's not, it's still that mentality. If you tell them about 100 benefits and 100 features of this product or service, they will get bored so easily. You will drop down their energy level, the amazing energy level, and they will simply start losing interest. And the worst advice I heard on the market with sales, someone of the sales consultants say, you have to go into their problems. You have to go into problems. Like, it might cause someone's drama, really traumatize them and bring them like the really worst moments of their life. And dreamers don't have problems. They have challenges in life. They overcome them. They're not talking constantly about the problems, like, you know, price lovers, for example, or thinkers. They're not constantly living in their problems like problem makers. They literally have their challenges, overcome them, learn from them, and move forward. And they don't want to talk about this on the call when they're talking about their vision. So it's completely two different words. Don't talk about their problems, because they don't want to discuss this, and you can burn that sale. Remember about this. If you have dreamer, talk about their passion, dream. Where is this dream coming from? How quickly they want to achieve it? That's most important for them. The time frame, right? How this vision is good. They want to feel that vision. Talk about emotions. It's so much different for selling high ticket services. I hope that video will help you, and I'm really looking forward for any questions you might have, and see you to the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to the Martina Boss Show. If you enjoyed the episode, click the subscribe button and let us help you grow and scale. Visit www.martinaboss.com and join our mailing list for more free resources.